KEY today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good evening and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And if you live in southern New England, well, you're getting a little bit of Currier and Ives out there. What you've always wanted, a beautiful white Christmas. And it's going to be gorgeous down there. I live in Maine, and the snow still hasn't reached here. We're only supposed to get a couple of inches, if that, and only along the coast. So it's going to be a southern storm to encourage you to really enjoy the holidays, and I hope you do. Just, you know, stay in today, do a little bit of shopping on the internet, read the Sunday paper, give us a call, and we'll work together to make your gardening a lot easier. This may be the time where you can call, and if there were questions in the past that you weren't able to get through because of busy lines, call that number right now, 800-259-9231. We'll all work together and put the garden to bed for this year and prepare for the new season. That number again, 800-259-9231. The holidays, just a few days away, and hopefully you're all ready to go and to enjoy the holidays. The outside decorations all done. The inside, other than maybe a plant or two, is ready to go. And if you have questions on maybe the right plant for the right home, you give us a call. We could talk about bulbs. And there's some bulbs that you can still plant in the house at this time of the year that you can really enjoy for a long period of time. And plants for that special person that may be difficult to buy, and you just want to make sure that, you know, you don't waste the money and buy a plant that isn't going to grow in their particular home. 800-259-9231. We'll work together, and that will give you a great holiday season. As talking as far as plants, traditionally, the poinsettia, and, you know, we've talked about this and mentioned this many, many times. You know, the weather is cold outside, and if you're going to be buying a poinsettia, first thing that you have to look at is, where is the poinsettia? If you're going to a nursery, a greenhouse, a garden center, they're in the greenhouse. There's some place where it's going to be warm. If you're looking to buy a poinsettia elsewhere, and they're right by the front door, and every time the front door opens, you get a blast of cold air that comes in and hits those leaves, I guarantee you that by Christmas, there will be no leaves on that plant. They're being chilled. Poinsettia is a tropical plant that needs to be kept warm, out of drafts. So please, if you're going to be buying a poinsettia for somebody, make sure that it's kept someplace where it's warm. And when you look at the plant, I mean, there's some businesses that have poinsettias to sell right now. They're all wrapped in plastic sleeves. Open up the sleeve. Slide the plant out. Look at the leaves. Some of them have been in their plastic sleeve and probably haven't been watered since they were received. And the leaves could be in tough shape. So look at the plant carefully. Make sure it's nice and green. Make sure it's nice and healthy. It's out of drafts. And that way you'll have a good plant that will survive and will do really, really well for you. But again, we have plants for cold weather that will tolerate a cooler home. A plant like a cyclamen or a kalanchoe, they will tolerate a home that's kept, let's say, 60 degrees, 65 degrees. If you have older family members, they keep their home a lot warmer, 70, 72 degrees. If you take a cyclamen and you put it in that environment, it's going to flower very, very quickly. A person won't be able to enjoy it. Switch to other types of plants. Things like orchids will do very, very well in that type of growing conditions. Your poinsettias will do very well. Your amaryllis, great big, big fat bulb. It produces tall stems. The stems almost the thickness of your wrist with blossoms as big as soup plates in reds, pinks, whites, and red and white. All kinds of great combinations. And amaryllis are fun if you have older family members because they can actually see it bloom every single day. Watch the stem and the flower bud come out of the bulb itself. Watch it get taller and taller. Watch it begin to bend, and the flower bud will arch its neck. It will open, and 3 to 5 flowers will emerge out of that bud, depending on the size of the bulb itself. Now, if you have your choice for purchasing a bulb, and you can buy one that's in a box with a plastic pot and a little bit of soil, the bulb is going to be smaller compared to buying just the bulb. The larger the bulb, the larger the flowers, more the number of flowers will be increased, and also the number of stems. If it's a little bulb, let's say the size of a tennis ball, for example, you're going to have a single stem with 3 or 4 flowers. If you can buy the bulbs separately that are going to be really big, almost the size of a softball, you could have 2, possibly 3 stems with 4 to 5 blooms on each stem. So look around. The garden centers are more likely to have the bigger amaryllis bulb. And you can throw in a used plastic pot that you have kicking around your tool shed. Just wash it. You know, take all of the old soil off of it. Just a little bit of soap that you wash your dishes with. A little bit of general purpose potting soil that you may have in your garage, or buy a small 5 or a 10 pound bag of potting soil. And that person will have double the fun. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Talk with Jared. We'll get you set up, and we'll all work together to have a great Christmas season. Now, greens. If you have greens in your house, your house is dry. The heat is on, whether it's forced hot air, whether it's forced hot water, or a wood stove, pellet stove. It doesn't matter. The air in your home is dry. Keep checking that foliage, especially if it's near a fireplace. The heat from the fireplace is going to dry it very, very quickly. So just be aware of it. And I know you love to see a beautiful roaring fire all with the mantle decorated with greens. Just be aware of it. Limit the time of that really blazing fire so that you don't turn them into crispy greens. And if they're greens that can be arranged easily, they can be moved, buy a little bit of wilt-proof. Spray the wilt-proof or wilt-stop on that foliage. Give it a chance to air dry. Don't spray it right on the mantle because these products are resins. They're like pitch from the tree that's worked into a formula to adhere to the plant, to plug up the pores so that the plants basically don't sweat. If they don't sweat, the moisture is still inside the foliage, and that helps to keep it fresh, green, and beautiful. Things like that make a big difference. Now, you're probably going to be buying some cut flowers. If you have questions on cut flowers, you call us, and we'll try and help you to select the right cut flowers that you can put in a vase on your kitchen table, on your dining room table, or the right type of cut flowers to give for the holidays and what they should look like. I'll give you one tip. If you're selecting chrysanthemums, and chrysanthemums are a wonderful, wonderful cut flower. They'll last for days and days and even weeks. I just threw away some cut chrysanthemums or mums that I had purchased for Thanksgiving. They just got put into the compost pile. The secret when you're buying cut chrysanthemums is the center of the flower. The very center should be green. If it's green, they're freshly cut and picked for you. If the center is all yellow and fluffy, they're old. 800-259-9231. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're 5 days to Christmas. What more could you ask for? A nice blanket of snow is hitting all of southern New England. And normally southern New England is the area where there's not a heck of a lot of snow. But this year's a different story. There'll be more snow in Boston, Providence, on Cape Cod. They're supposed to get the bulk of the storm. Parts of Cape Cod are supposed to have almost 2 feet of snow. So stay in, enjoy the home, and let the maintenance people do the job. It's not going to do you any good to try and go shopping today. Just stay in. Wait till it's all cleaned up. When the mess is over, then you can go. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up this morning we have Joe on the line, who's calling about some ewes.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Joe?
Good, thanks. My question is, this past spring I had someone plant 4 pyramidal ewes. I think they were capitata. Is that the right pronunciation?
Yes. Yep.
I get late afternoon sun with these. Three of the ewes look really dark green, very healthy looking, and one of them looks slightly yellow, slight brownish look. Does that mean that this one is dying or is not going to make it? Or
no, I wouldn't panic at this point. When were they put in, Joe?
They were put in early to mid April, I think it was, and you know they appeared to do fine all summer long. I watered them as directed. But this one now just seems not as green-looking as the other three.
Okay. Are they all planted in the same area?
Yeah. Two of them are on the corners of the garage, and then two of them are on the other part of the front of the house. So they're basically all in a line towards the front of the house.
Okay. Now, the one that's got some yellow, is it near like a gutter where the downspout would be pouring out of?
The downspout in that area goes into a drain, that dry well type of drain, I believe, and it carries the water away.
Okay. Now, what I would do is this. I mean, obviously, this time of the year, the plant itself is dormant, and with the weather conditions, I'm sure you're getting a little bit of snow where you are. There's nothing that you can do as far as fertilizer. But when spring arrives, what I want you to do is to pick up a product that has iron in it.
Iron.
And there is a product called Ironite, I-R-O-N-I-T-E, Ironite. And Ironite is a product that will work in any plant, changing the yellow or the lighter green to darker green foliage.
Okay.
And it is something like, if, for example, if you buy Holytone fertilizer, which is a general purpose fertilizer for all types of evergreen shrubs, that contains iron in it. Mm-hmm. And for normal shrubs, that is a great thing. But what I would do is to buy a small package of Ironite. You can buy it as a liquid or a powder, and then I would apply it to that plant as soon as the snow is gone. As soon as you see that the grass is beginning to change color, and I probably would hit it 2 or 3 times during the season. And I think that you're going to see a big, big difference. I've used Ironite, for example, on ground covers like Pachysandra that were planted in an area. Pachysandra loves shade. And I had a friend who planted some, and they decided to take down a few trees, and now the area where the Pachysandra was once very, very shaded ended up getting a half a day of sun.
Mm-hmm.
They added the Ironite spring and fall, and that Pachysandra is as dark green as if it was in the shade, and it works very, very well.
Is it a granular product that I sprinkle beneath the base of it?
Yep, you just follow the recommendations depending on the size of your plant. And if you're using the liquid, you're going to mix it with water. If you're using the granular, you're going to take a handful or two, sprinkle it around the base of the plant, scratch it into the soil, and water in, and you're ready to go. Thank you, Joe. You have a great Christmas season. 800-259-9231. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Jared just gave me a great idea. Those of you that have a rotary spreader, especially one that's a plastic base rather than a metal base, when the storm is all over and you've raked and you've shoveled all the snow off your driveway, if you have any rock salt type products, put it in the spreader, go up and down the driveway, and that will spread the rock salt evenly so that it will do a better job for you. When you're done, now's the important part. You need to get the salt out of that spreader because the spreader would be corrosive with all that salt in it. So you don't have to bring out the hose. If you've got a tea kettle, fill the tea kettle full of warm water, And then just pour the warm water into an empty spreader, and that will wash everything out. Turn it on its side and pour the hot water right against all of the metal parts, and that will get all the salt off. Because a lot of us, we just take it right out of the bag and we throw it with our hands, and we're getting maybe a third of the areas, and a lot of it is, just doesn't get any salt. So try using a rotary spreader, not a drop spreader, but a rotary spreader. Now, we had a caller that was getting into a dead zone traveling and wanted to know what to do with her grapes during the winter months. Now, grapes are plants that are deciduous. They lose their leaves during the winter and they go dormant. If they're new grapes or even established grapes, there really is nothing that you need to do to the branching, to the various structure of the plant, because it has gone into a dormancy cycle. The one thing that I like to do, and if you haven't been able to do it, and if there's no snow, then you should put a couple of inches of just general purpose bark mulch, whether it's pine bark or spruce or fir, it really doesn't matter, but you should put down a couple of inches of mulch, making a circle, you know, 15, 18, 24 inches wide around the plant, and that will keep the ground frozen during the winter. Where a lot of us lose perennial-type plants, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, grapes, fruit trees, we lose them when we have a winter with not a lot of snow. The sun hits the ground, and you may have a day where it's, let's say, 20, 25 degrees outside. So it's cold, but when the sun comes out and it beats on that ground, the ground will absorb the rays of the sun, and it may thaw maybe an inch or two in depth during the day. And at night, it refreezes. So this continuous freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing will stretch the roots when it freezes. When the ground thaws, the root relaxes. So it's free, it's stretching and relaxing and stretching, relaxing. And the smaller roots, the roots that do the main work for that plant. Don't worry about the great big roots. Those big roots are very strong. They'll tolerate it. But it's the little tiny root hairs on the ends of the big roots, they collect all the water. They collect all the nourishment in the ground to make that plant grow. Well, once they start snapping, then you end up with damage on the upper part of the plant. And grapes are very strong. You don't have to put an anti-desiccant on them. They're well covered. The buds are well formed, almost like a jacket right on it, and they'll do very, very well. The one thing that you really want to be concerned of, and especially the first year, and sometimes the first 2 years, is on a fruit tree or a newly planted flowering crab or a dogwood. It's very important, and on the fruit trees, very, very important, that you wrap the trunk of that plant from the ground up to the first branch. When the sun comes up, it will hit the trunk of that tree, and even if the air temperature is 28 degrees, the sun will warm up that trunk to above freezing. And as the day progresses and the sun moves in the sky, it is hitting the trunk, keeping it above freezing. When the sun sets about 4 o'clock, 4:30, then you'll get cooling very, very quickly. And I'm sure you have seen at one time or another in the early spring, a newly planted tree with cracks that start about where the first branch is, running straight down the trunk. And that is caused by sun scald. It doesn't discolor the bark. It cracks the bark, exposing the elements to the fiber inside the plant. So for that first year, until the plant gets acclimated to its new growing area, it really is beneficial. And the reason that this happens is your tree is now all by itself in your yard. Well, when you purchased that tree, it came from a nursery. The nursery had it growing in rows. And the rows could have been 3 feet apart, 4 feet apart, because these are small plants. And they shaded each other. Now there's no plant to the right, there's no plant to the left, there's no plant in front of it or behind it to help with this shading. And you end up with possible cracking. So go to your local nursery or garden center. They have something called tree wrap. And it's about maybe 4 to 6 inches in width. It's in a roll, just like a roll of paper towels. And you start at the bottom, and you roll right over it, and it makes a big, big difference. Now, this tree wrap looks like brown, like a brown paper bag. But on the inside, they put a coating of asphalt just to give it some additional protection. The other thing that this is going to do on fruit trees, the bark of a fruit tree is very tasty to rodents. So if you've put the fruit trees on one end of your property, and on that end of the property, let's say there's a field or there's a wooded area, there's a possibility that mice could come out of there during the winter and eat the bark of that tree. If they chew the bark all the way around the tree, they've created a girdle. They've removed the bark, and in the process of removing the bark, they've cut the tubes that bring the water from the roots up to the top of the tree. And if you see in the spring that you have a tree that the bark has been eaten all the way around it, pull it up and throw it away. It will live one additional year because it has some nourishment stored in the branches, the stems, the trunk of the tree. But by the end of that year, it's going to die. So put some tree wrap on it. If it's a really a rural area where you live and there's a lot of fields and a lot of woods area, you may want to put that and maybe some hardware cloth around it. And that will keep the mice from girdling it because of the wire. It does make a big, big difference. Okay? Now, our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. You'll give Jared a call. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to help you to have a great gardening season. Well, I have a neighbor who works for a company that supplies card shops and bookstores with different types of products. And one of the things that they sell is a gardening journal. And I was able to pick some of these up from her. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, you'll see the garden journal. It really would make a nice Christmas gift. It sells for $29.95. It's a 3-year journal where you can write down the weather, insects, disease problems, what you use, when you used it. And it's great for somebody that's just beginning to garden or somebody that's well established. And again, it will last for 3 years. So take a look at it. Go to paulparent.com. And click on the garden journal. And if they live in New England, it's something that I can ship to you and you'll have it for the holidays. Okay, inside the house this time of the year, if you have tropical plants that do not have drainage, please make sure that you don't say, today is Sunday, I'm listening to the gardening show, I'm going to give them a drink. It's a good day for you to say, this is the day I'm going to test to see if the plants need water, but not to go out there and say, here's some for you, here's some for you, here's some for you. Take your your index finger. That is the best way to tell if that plant needs moisture. And remember, a plant is better off to be a little bit on the dry side than to be a little bit on the wet side. Take your index finger, push it into the pot as deep as you can get it. And if the soil feels moist, let it go a little bit longer. It's not that every single Sunday your plant needs water. Smaller plants, like African violets, or if you have some potted pothos, or English ivy, Swedish ivy, herbs that you're growing on the windowsill, they're going to need more water than a big floor plant. So if you have a big ficus, a schefflera, any of the great big tropical plants that come into a 10-inch or a 12-inch pots, usually you can go 2 to 3 weeks between waterings. Now, the secret is how you water. When you look at the pot, if you purchase this plant and you just put it in a nice ceramic pot, very likely that the soil that's used in that container is a man-made soil. There's not enough soil in Florida, which is one of the largest growing states in the Union, to ship tropical plants into your particular nursery or garden center. They use man-made soil. It's bark mulch. It's ground up cocoa fibers from the coconut plant. It's vermiculite, it's perlite, it's whatever type of organic matter that they can grind up and grow medium in. It's artificial, it's a man-made soil. And they use that because it drains very, very good. If you look at your pot and you notice that that root ball is beginning to pull away and no longer touching the sides of the plant, give your plant a good watering. Let it sit there for a few minutes and then water it again, and you'll notice that the soil will begin to expand and touch the pots. Get rid of the excess, but you may need to do it twice. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard-of 18 inches. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now, get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com or call 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. The macroscope. You deserve one.
With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special. And when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them. And they're guaranteed for life. That's radiusgarden.com, code PARENT.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope where you live, you're able to enjoy the snow that's coming down. I guess southern New England is really going to get hammered. It started in Virginia. Talked to my sister-in-law in Roanoke, Virginia, and she had 16 inches on the ground. And she said the kids were having an absolute ball. The adults were not too pleased with the whole situation. But it started in there, and it's come up into the north, going out to sea. So where we live in southern Maine, a storm is going to get out before it gets here. So we're only talking a couple of inches for us. And that's a good thing. But Cape Cod, Rhode Island, Boston area, they're talking a good 10 to 20 inches of snow. And parts of Cape Cod are really going to get hammered. So stay in today. And, you know, finish those Christmas cards that you didn't finish. Go on the internet, order some presents that way. And that way you won't have to go out in the storm. And, you know, if it's bad as it is where you are, you're better off in the house. Let the people that clear the roads do their job. It's a lot easier. I plowed snow for the town of Scituate, Massachusetts, for probably 6 or 7 years. And when the roads are free of cars, you can do a great job. When the roads are full of cars and cars that get frustrated, and I knew several times when I was plowing snow, you get cars that would be upset with you because you weren't going fast enough, and they would try and pass you, and they'd end up into a snowbank. There's a reason there's a bigger truck than your car pushing that snow away. Leave them do their job. They'll get the roads clear, and then you can do what you want. Okay? Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Dick on the line, who's calling about a dogwood.
Hey, Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Well, you're talking about snow. I can't get out my back door. The snow's got my back door covered. We're down here in Dartmouth, Mass., and I'll tell you, we really got plastered, and it's coming down steady now. Anyway,
it still is. How much snow do you think you have, Dick?
Well, in the back deck, I can easily say a foot, but it's been blowing, so I'm sure that most of it's blown away. We've probably got ourselves a good 15, 16 inches already.
Wow.
And it's coming down steady. It's coming down good right now.
Well, that's Mother Nature giving you a nice blanket to insulate all of your shrubs, the grass, and keeping everything nice and protected during the winter.
Well, you know, it's nice because the wind's not blowing under the door a little bit. I got a little bit of a opening there right where the cold air gets in. It doesn't do it anymore because the snow's got it covered, so that worked out well.
That's a good thing.
Anyway, I got a dogwood tree that's been in the ground for, I don't know, the better part of a decade. And it's absolutely beautiful. But my wife was concerned the other day. She said, look at the bark. It looks like it's peeling. I said, yeah, it does look that way. And I'm not sure I've seen that before. And it almost looks like the peeling of a birchwood tree, that type of thing. Is that something that's normal, or do we have a disease?
Is it a spring or a summer blooming dogwood?
It blooms late spring into the summer.
Okay, and when you look at the flowers, are the flowers kind of pointed on the tip, or are they rounded on the blossom?
I believe they're pointed.
Okay, what you have is called a Coosa dogwood, and it flowers during June and July, sometimes even right into August. Now, if you look at the bark, and it's flaking, looks like potato chips peeling off the bark. That is perfectly natural. And what you're going to notice is that you've got different colors of grays and almost some white in places. And that helps to give it that beautiful modeling appearance. It's nothing that you've done wrong. It's not a fungus. It's not a disease. It's not the results of insects. What happens is, as your dogwood trunk gets bigger and bigger, it's expanding. And it flakes off a piece of bark. Again, you get all this beautiful modeling. So everything is natural. And it's going to go up the tree probably three quarters of the way up. Think of it as a lobster shedding its shell so that it can grow larger. And it grows a new shell. But it's perfectly natural.